listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studio. Man, it's local, it's state, it's national. We're covering down on all the stuff. And like the dude said a moment ago, yes, we are solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, welcome to Thursday. Welcome to Thursday. This is August the 18th. But listen, I'm going into my comments today. You know, sometimes my comments are directly related to the Triple Dipper. Other times they're just a little more philosophical or related to something else going on in the world. Yesterday I talked about the situation with Liz Cheney and how tone deaf she is and all of this. Well, a little more on that, but let me just tell you. So me personally, I spent most of my time as a paratrooper jumping with smaller sticks, right? Sometimes from rotary wing aircraft, helicopters. A lot of airborne units, you know, jump at the company level. It's smaller, it's more easily managed, it's less heavy on the logistics. But let me tell you something, man. If you have ever seen what they call a mass tactical airborne operation, we call them mass tac jumps, of a battalion or larger, it is a sight to behold. Hundreds of chutes filling the air, scores of aircraft, soldiers literally raining down from the heavens. It's an intimidating sight. Some argue that it's archaic, it's not likely to be used in modern warfare, but it's not been so long ago that mass tacks into hot drop zones occurred in places like Grenada and Panama. It's intimidating in part because there is strength in numbers, and when the bad guys can see the numbers, when they can look up and literally see the sky filled with paratroopers, man, this gets even better. I mean, sure, small unit tactics can work. Guerrilla forces can sneak in and wreak havoc. One man can, in fact, make a difference, but there's also something awesome about going into a fight in which the enemy second guesses whether they even want to be there because they can see how many you brought with you. Well, you've heard me say many times on the show that my wife, Charlene, will just, she'll up and say once in a while, well, there's more of us than there are them. And she's right. I mean, you know, they really are. But it's funny, I don't think I had realized that very phrase is actually used in the Bible until just recently. That sometimes we don't even know we have the numbers on our side, and we do. And the passage I'm talking about is in 2 Kings chapter 6. It's funny because just in the past several days, this same passage has been quoted to me by two wholly separate individuals for different reasons. So I figured that means I better pay attention to it. But in 2 Kings 6, Elisha had been confounding the king of Aram. And of course, it made the king mad. So he called in his advisors. He demanded to know how his enemies always seemed to be one step ahead of him. And they answered him, it's because of Elisha. Quote, the prophet who is in Israel, he tells the king of Israel the very words you say even in your bedroom. Well, you can imagine that creeped out the king of Aram, and he demanded that Elisha be dealt with once and for all. So in verse 13, it tells that the Aramean army marched to the city of Dothan where Elisha was staying, and they surrounded the city. And Elisha's servant got up the next morning, and he panicked. He could see the numbers of the chariots and the horses that were mounted up against him, and he exclaimed to Elisha, what shall we do? I mean, it was a true panic moment. But in verse 16, Elisha said that phrase. He said, don't be afraid. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. I mean, there it is. There's more of us than there are of them. It says next that Elisha prayed that God would open his servant's eyes, at which point the servant could suddenly see the hillside filled with horses and chariots of fire. Let's just say the fight did not go like the king of Aram had planned. You know what I'm saying? Well, there's a real tendency when we're confronted with a strong opposition to feel isolated or backed into a corner. In the fight for our culture that we conservatives are in right now, I believe that we actually outnumber the liberal progressives. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but the numbers are on our side. Of that, I am convinced. If you were to walk out and do a man-on-the-street interview right now, in the mall, at the ballpark, or standing in line to get into Friday night's game, and just poll the folks that you live around, I guarantee you would be encouraged. Conservatives aren't usually a bunch of screamers. We don't do all the crazy TikTok videos, and we don't generally burn down whole city blocks over something that happened in a neighboring state. But when it comes down to it, liberals are always shocked to find out they don't own the majority. Because, folks, there are more of us than there are them. Like, for instance, Liz Cheney and her ilk, they found out that the hard way this week. She didn't just lose her race. She was run out of town on a rail, man. It was the political equivalent of Custer's last stand. But apparently she still didn't get it. She didn't get that 69% of the voting electorate that cast her out of the public office, in her mind, they just didn't understand the bigger picture. They've been duped. They've chosen to follow a cult of personality. Well, read the room, Liz. The overwhelming majority just simply didn't want you as their elected representative. And to be honest, it's not even all about Trump. I mean, sure, there are some who believe that Trump, no matter what, but the vast majority of conservatives, they just want to know that justice is even, that policies are good, and that government won't forget its place. And Liz Cheney didn't get that. She lost her job. We're seeing it elsewhere, too. I mean, just this week, the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, he decided to throw some shade on the great state of Alabama. Didn't really go well. Governor Ivey handed it right back to him with some actual facts. But yes, California is actually running state-sponsored ads in southern states like Florida and bad-mouthing Alabama and Texas. And why? Because they're losing citizens to those great red states in droves. The U-Haul Truck Company published a report that shows that no state had more one-way truck rentals out of the state than California. As a result of the liberal policies of the Golden State, people are fleeing to places where they can live more freely with others who are like-minded. Newsom, like Cheney, just believes that people don't understand. He thinks that simply because conservatives are often quieter, it means we can be pushed around, or worse for him, that there's fewer of us. Well, the census came out, and lo and behold, California's losing seats in Congress because there's more of us than there are of them. So I say all this to say that as we watch liberals literally burning down our house, daring us to say or do anything, that we need to open our eyes. We need to know for a fact we can see it. Do not for a second believe that you are the only one who gets anxious or upset about it. You're not. It's absolutely imperative that we recognize and take heart in the actual fact that when it comes to the opposing forces of liberals and conservatives, that we are on the winning side, that we actually have strength in our numbers because, my friends, there's more of us than there are of them. My wife, Charlene, is right. So is the prophet Elisha. That's pretty strong right there, just saying. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, I'm serious, man. More of us than there are of them. It's true. They really are more of us than there are of them. Every single day, I believe that. Now, granted, it doesn't mean we don't have to be busy. We better be about the business of saving our culture. But we got the strength in our numbers. That I do know. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. A whole lot more where that came from. We'll be right back.